بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. It is mentioned that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala revealed to a certain Nabi of the past that once upon a time the most blessed Kaaba complained to Almighty Allah. The wording in Arabic which will be like قَلَّ زُوَّارِي وَعُوَّادِي, that the people who have come to visit me are very few. And you have to go back in the past where the Kaaba was not the markaz of the world in the aspect of Qibla. The world was facing Masjid al-Aqsa. But the Kaaba was known as the land of the Hajj, as the land of Tawaf. It was a place that people from very far and wide would go to. But around the Kaaba there was nothing. So during the days of Hajj you would at least get a season. But once the Hajj would come to an end, the season would come. The season would disappear. And from far and wide if people are coming, after the days of Hajj you have to go back. So then the Kaaba empties, and now there's no one around the Kaaba. قَلَّ زُوَّارِي وَعُوَّادِي, the people who visit me are hardly. Allah Ta'ala revealed to the Kaaba, there will be two parts of this promise which was made. One was, we see it in the Kaaba, and the second is regarding the people who will come to the Kaaba. With regards to the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ لَكَ إِنْجِيلٌ, I am going to make you stand out in the world. Injil means like unique. There will be nothing like you. The whole world knows that. 24 hours, there is someone going around the Kaaba. Someone, there's hundreds going around the Kaaba. Houses of millions in the world, you enter it, you see a Kaaba. Picture of the Kaaba. One Allahu Akbar is said, Salah takes place, close to a billion people face one Kaaba. Around the world, everyone's directions, I'm going to make you unique. And as the years go, and the fitan and the evil which the devil said, more towards the end I will show my shan even greater. More towards the end my power will become more unique. More towards the end my attraction will become stronger. And Allah Ta'ala shows His shan more towards the end, and the Kaaba just gathers its people. Where if 100 were going, it became 1,000. 1,000 are going, it became 10,000. If the expense was something that would stop people from going anywhere in the world, you'll ask a person, you're not traveling anymore. You say, I work from home. You say, why? Petrol is too expensive. You say, you're not going shops anymore. You say, I buy from home. Petrol is too expensive. But in the ending he saves how much on petrol? 10 rand, 15 rand, 20 rand. Then you find the holiday is coming, he's going for Umrah. You ask him how much you paid for the ticket? 20,000, 15,000, doesn't make a difference. There the petrol issue got nothing to do with it. The price of the hotels got nothing to do. No one will stand up and say we'll boycott it this year, no one goes for the Umrah, it's too expensive. Everyone will grab the ticket. He said, you boycott, I'm going. Said, I will make your shan unique. And the whole world showed that part. Allah's first promise to the Kaaba. The more the call of the devil becomes louder, the more the call of the Kaaba becomes louder. The devil's call is a loud call. The Kaaba's call, you can't hear it. You can't hear it. The devil has called so many people to his areas of entertainment. There's lights, there's parties. And the Kaaba is called in such a unique manner that where the devil's call is made, they try to make the journey also easy. The journey has to be entertaining. They have to welcome you on the aeroplane. They have to welcome you at the airport. They have to have the best of cars. Now they're all talking, let's go for this cup, let's go for that cup. The country has lit up. They have put up their banners. Welcome to you. Now it has changed slightly in the Haramain, in the airports of Jeddah. Once upon a time we would say, one place in the world you land where the people say no welcome to you was Jeddah airport.
that they were not interested in you. We always say they are like that father-in-law who wants to test the boy who is coming, that is he really good for my daughter? So when you knock at the door now, he takes long to answer, number one. Finally, when he answers, he doesn't show you a good face like. But he's only doing it to show, are you really interested in my daughter? Because if you want my daughter, you're not going to worry of who's the man in front. Those people at Jeddah, we said, Allah made y'all for this. Like, that we're not coming for y'all. We got something else to go. Y'all just like were put there as that barrier. Things have changed now. Different fitan come. Different. Whatever they try to do to take the mind of the people away from the Kaaba. That Kaaba got its call. But it is so silent, but it is so loud. It has made and made that man who got an edge, that itch. The man who got money in his wallet, he got the itch. I need to make my umrah, I need to go for hajj. It had made that man and woman itch who got no money also. The one who got no money, they also set up that I need to go for my hajj. So this is the first point of this. The second promise of the to the Kaaba was Allah said, وَجَاعِلٌ لَكَ بَشَرًا. I will create for you such people. يَحِنُّونَ إِلَيْكَ كَمَا تَحِنُّ الْحَمَامَ إِلَىٰ بَيْضَتِهَا. Their desire to be with you will be the desire of the pigeon when it wants to get back to its egg. Their desire to be with you will be the desire of the pigeon when it wants to get back to its egg. Meaning for some reason that mother has to fly. Wherever she goes, her thought is, when am I going back to my nest? Allah said, I will create some people in the world. When the first promise was going to be fulfilled, already fulfilled, where will Allah not fulfill the second? While hearing it, let us say, Allah, make me from those people. A unique desire. I just need to be there by the house of Allah. Just need. Because they are going to be that insan who's going to go. The promise of Allah is just that I say, can I also be part of that? As for the expense, can I afford it? There are some people who think about hajj is getting more expensive every year. Will I ever make a hajj? Say to everyone that you make that first step. That Allah, I want to make hajj. And thereafter you make that effort that you take out a little bit and you put it one side. That's all. How much is that little? According to your ability, if you earning 1,000 in the month, you take out 2 rands. You might say, who will ever go for hajj with 2 rands? But the caller of the hajj is the zat of Allah. But man has to make that one effort. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Usmani Rahimullah's daughter, the eldest daughter, Mufti Taqi, Mufti Rafi, their eldest sister. So Mufti Taqi narrates when he's speaking about his life, that when he was small, this was like the eldest sister, but like a mother in the house, elder. They used to go to her house. She was already married. He speaks about that her life was very tight. Things were not easy. So her father was there once, he says, and then she said to her father, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, that make dua, I can go for hajj. That dua we all make. So he said, you must be sincere in your duas and sincere in your desire. She asked, who is not sincere like? So he said, if you're sincere, you want to go for hajj, how much have you taken out? So she gave the answer, we will always give, times are tight. We're just managing to reach the end of the month, how do we take out like? So he said, I'm sure you can take out a few rupees. She said, few rupees, who can't take, but whoever goes for hajj with a few rupees. So then he said to her that Allah looks for sincerity of action and intention. Intention is there, sincere. Where's the action? Take out. Mufti Taqi Sahib says that when his sister passed away, they were cleaning the house, so they found an envelope. Bara'e Hajj. It was written there, for my Hajj. And in there was those rupees like. Every month you put your 1 rupee, 2 rupees. He said when Mufti Shafi saw it, he cried. Just cried like she listened. So the following year or something, Mufti Shafi Sahib had so much of happiness with his daughter, he took that money, that envelope, he put money inside himself, and someone was sent going for Hajj Badal, it becomes cheaper. You're already on one side, you just make the Hajj on behalf of my daughter, Hajj Badal. Hajj was done, Mufti Shafi Sahib was happy like. She wanted to make Hajj, her money took her for Hajj. But then he says when his father went for Hajj, Mufti Shafi now in the plains of Arafat, he falls asleep. Normally you do fall asleep for a while. So when his eyes closed, he saw in his dream his daughter. So she was on top of what we call Jabalur Rahma, mountain of Arafat, where no one can get away. She was on the top. So when he woke up now, he never knew whether it means that every year she comes to Hajj. Or that this year, because my father is coming, I've also come. But see my Hajj work. That you even can't get to the top of the mountain. All of this year happens with what little action. Everyone must take out every month a little money and put it one side for my Hajj. The whole world can say times are going more expensive. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever will follow Hajj after Umrah, Umrah after Hajj, poverty will never find that person. The reason is when you spend, then Allah gives back. Normally you have those parents that they want their children to come visit. But you understand that if petrol is expensive, if your child comes to visit you, many things I learned from my father, this is one. We have never visited him, except that he gave us petrol money. Never visited, except that he would give. The benefit of it is your wife will never say, don't go to your father. He'll never say, because she'll get petrol a little extra also. Any problem you want gets sorted with money. Any problem. So if a normal man can give, that you came to visit me, how can I not pay you back? Where the Zat of Almighty Allah will not pay back? He said, you continue going up and down and Allah will continue giving. Poverty will not find that person. Inni ja'ilun laka bashara. Allah make us all from those people. So the few points I will mention now is this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. The conveyance, the animal, the journey must not be made except to one of three areas, one of three masjids. لا تشد الرحال. Shad means to tie, to get the things ready, to put my bags. So I'm going for a journey. You excited. He said, all, everything else. Did it mean you can't go anywhere else? You can go anywhere else. Must you be excited about it? No. You're traveling now for some business to Dubai. Are you excited about it? You just go. You say, what a safar. Eh, musibat. I got my work done. I came back. He said, don't waste time in it. Do you announce to everyone I'm going? No, nothing. Anything grand about it? Nothing. The world came out to say that we will take you for touring the world. Allah's Rasul said, don't waste your time. If you're going somewhere, go to one of three masjids. Why? What's the difference between these three masjids and everything else? We can travel, you can travel to any country and Allah's beauty in the world is there. You will see it, you'll say amazing, you'll say what a sight. Your children will have some fun, you'll spend 100, 50, 60,000, whatever it is. When you will come back, the journey will either be a journey for entertainment, so when you come back you will just say, I spent a lot, it was nice, but finished. Or it will be a journey for deen. You travel from America to come and study in South Africa. Allah's Rasul said, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He is in the path of Allah until he goes back. A lot of sawab. You just went from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Quba. Allah's Rasul said, whoever will go to visit Masjid Quba, Allah will give him the reward of an Umrah. What a journey it was. You went out in the path of Allah. You went to Pakistan, you went to India, you went to America. Every footstep is counted. What a thing. Still Allah's Nabi said, but when you're making a journey, one of three places. Meaning all of those places will give you a lot of sawab. But it will end there. There is three places in the world that has something to give which nowhere else in the world got. What is this? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Masjidul Haram. Then he said, and my masjid. He said, Al-Masjidul Aqsa. What's happening in these three masjids? Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah wrote a kitab called Maqamat-e-Muqaddasa. That there are certain places which are full of blessings. These three places. How they be are full of blessings? Allah Tabarakallah opened up in this world what we will say a waterfall from the Zat of Allah. Waterfall. Ulama call it Tajalli. In English we don't know a name for it. Best we can say a waterfall. Recently Allah gave me the chance, I visited one place which had something called Niagara Falls. So Niagara Falls is like one of the wonders of the world. That water that falls at that rate that it falls, where you standing far away from the water, you will think it's raining. Because as the water falls, then it rises, then like clouds are there and it's like raining, like you're walking in rain. When you far in the sea, then you go down in the boat. When you're in the boat, you can see the power of what is called water. No one's going to go near the waterfall, everyone will die. But they'll take you to such a place where whatever you want to wear not to get wet, the water is going to find you. You feel the power in that place. While we were there, the few friends were around me, I said to them, now we understand the meaning of Allah's waterfalls. When it falls, even if the man got a raincoat on, it's going to make him wet. You can feel that. But after you go visit it one time, Niagara Falls, then you go back home. On the way you buy some coffee. Tomorrow if the man says, let's go see Niagara Falls. You say, I saw it already. But the Kaaba. The Kaaba, you'll make your one tawaf, your second tawaf, your third tawaf, you'll make your umrah, you'll be tired, your legs will be paining, your back will be paining. And if someone says, we just reached South Africa, you know what? You don't want to go again, I'll pay your ticket. There and there you'll tell him, let me go again. What is that waterfall of Allah that no other waterfall in the world can match it? It is called this hidden call. Something falls on the Kaaba. It is called the waterfall of the beauty of Allah. The Jalal of Allah. The power, majesty of Allah. And the individual is now told, you will have to go and get wet. This is that land. Why we have to say it now so loudly? Before there was this thing, if you go for Umrah, you can only go for Umrah. That was the fitna of the past. Only for Umrah. The fitna changed today. Now they said if you want to go, rather go for a tourist visa instead of an Umrah visa. So there's nothing wrong with the tourist visa. We also tried to get it. We couldn't get it. Because it's cheaper than the Umrah visa. So there's nothing wrong with the tourist visa. Problem is, and what we're trying to say is, when you're going to go there, if you go with a tourist visa, the word tourist means, why don't you tour? That around the Kaaba, there's so many other things to see. Why don't you go and see it? Then this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come, where he said, don't make your journey except to one of three masjids. That everything around, it's a one-day story. It's not something to make a journey for. This tourist visa, if the desire was to make it cheaper than Mubarak to the Saudis, they made it cheaper for us to come to the house of Allah. But if the purpose was, we let you now come, but why spend all your time around the Kaaba? There is so many other places to visit. We have opened it up and you pay less. You pay less. That person must look at it and he says, I want to be the one who Allah said to the Kaaba, I will make such people for you whose desire to be with you will be like the bird. When the bird is told, why don't you go and have the juice? Then the bird will say, my baby, the egg is waiting. When a man comes to that land, he goes away from the Kaaba to get his needs fulfilled. Because his desire is, I need to get back to my nest. This is my nest. Allah make us all from those. When they will open up the lands around, there will be many people. If the journey allows it, then the wife will say, so what? Like, we made the umrah. Now what is there? This is the what I'm going to now be mentioning. What is there? Allah Tabarakala sends mercy on the Kaaba. It comes in the hadith. 120 mercies daily fall on the Kaaba. Allah Tabarakala has reserved 60 of those mercies for the people making tawaf of the Kaaba. 40 for the people performing salah towards the Kaaba. 20 for the people just looking at the Kaaba. What is this nature when it is called 120 mercies? For Allah, 120 is nothing. It can be 1 billion. When you bring a number 120, it means each one of those mercies are such that if it falls, bubble, the whole world can get wet with the mercy of Allah. That's what is called 120. Brought a number small, meaning amazing mercies. That individual who made his tawaf and his tired, then he just says, Allahu Akbar, and performs salah. He is tired, he just sits. Let's go to Medina Munawwara to make it easier to understand. The other day one student was going on his first umrah, he asked me some advice. He said, I'm going for umrah. So I said, let me tell you 3 things. Now I'll just mention it since it came to my mind. For those who are going for umrah and hajj, Allah make us all go again and again. 3 advices. First advice I said to him, I said, your journey starts from home. The journey of this hajj or umrah starts from home. Many people think it starts when I enter the haram. Because of that, they're from the home, they behave like a normal man, not on a man on a mission. Allah's mercy which falls on the Kaaba goes looking for the people whoever are connected to it. If I cannot reach the Kaaba for whatever reason, as soon as I say Allahu Akbar, that is why my law was face the Kaaba. As soon as I say Allahu Akbar, from the Kaaba that current reaches me. It moves in the whole world. When an individual leaves his house intending the house of Allah, his journey has started. If he put on the ihram, it started in the highest level. He never put on the ihram, but his intention is nothing but the house of Allah. His journey has started. Your journey starts from home, not from the haram. And your journey ends at home. During the entire journey, remember you are the guest of Allah. How when you come visiting someone, on the way he phones to say, where are you? Are you okay? I'm worried about you. Which point are you? Why so much of worry he got? Because you are his guest. When an individual sets out for the house of Allah, he is the guest of Allah. As that man phones to us, how are you? Where are you? Allah's special attention falls on the individual as he moves. You are under a radar. Enjoy that at that moment. So your journey starts from home and it ends at home. During the journey, now what do you do? Second advice I gave to him, it must be a journey of dua. Journey of dua, many a time I say this here, we all say I'm going to go there and I'm going to ask Allah. But when you ask a person when he comes back, what dua you made? He said, I made dua. He said, what? He said, normal dua. Let your every journey be with some special dua. So that you can say, this umrah was for these 3 duas and I found what I went looking for. So you choose 3 duas. After the 3 duas, you can add anything else. In every part of our life, there will be something happening around the corner. I reach the age, I'm going to start looking for a girl. Some people think it's very easy to find a girl. It's when they start looking, then they realize, woman unlimited, but the one you find, you're looking for, you can't find. Whenever you knock at that door, they say, sold out. That's what happens. The ones that want him, you don't want. The one he istikhara was positive, hers was not. And it just goes round and round. Then that man understands that it's not so easy. Now you're going to get married soon. Now that umrah must be Allah, married life. So you write your 1 dua, you write it in your mind, or on your phone, or on a paper. Soon as you leave your house, my 3 duas, and any extra dua, my 3 duas. I sat in the car, my 3 duas. I reached the airport, my 3 duas. Aeroplane going up, my 3 duas. Aeroplane going down, why? Because in every part of the journey, the host will ask the guests, where are you? How are you? You need anything? You comfortable? My three duas. My three duas. I reach the airport, there's a line there, my three duas. Because any difficulty on this journey, my host is also aware of it. I'm coming to Durban and suddenly there's a breakdown, the host will worry. He said, where are you? Can I get someone to help you? I'm standing in a line, my host is also looking at me. How are you? Are you okay? You need anything? My three duas. I don't need to put these three duas in front of the Kaaba. This whole journey is the place for my three duas. Because I am under the special nazar of my Allah. So always put it up. And then when the peak comes and I see the Kaaba, my three duas. I drink my zamzam, my three duas. Now I'm making my first round around the Kaaba. First my three duas, then other duas. Second round, I look at the Hajar Aswad, my three duas, my three duas. I will make my three duas so many times in this journey that if I come home and someone says, what did you ask for? I'll say, these three things. Say, how many times you ask? I'll say, about 10,000 times. This is called a journey of dua. Where Allah's Rasul said, persist with Allah. Because no one can ever force Allah. Persist, this is called persisting. Every time around my three duas, every time my three duas, then you will see that if my journey, I saw it happen. I saw it happen. Second advice. And the third advice that I gave him, and that's what we will end now. This is a journey where you are walking into the waterfall of Allah. Makkah Mukarrama got a different waterfall, Medina Munawwara got a different. The nature of Makkah Mukarrama is you get the water when there's movement. The nature of Medina Munawwara's waterfall is you get the water when there's no movement. More. When you reach Makkah Mukarrama, the more you tired, the more you disheveled, the more you got a little bit, you're not so smart, your ihram is falling, you can't put on ihtar, you can't use those soaps, you really want to itch everywhere, you can't itch. The more that you're looking tired, the more you're going to be getting. This is the Kaaba. The more you're exerting yourself, the more you're walking, the more the legs are paining, the more you say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, say Allah loudly, the more loud you are, the more is falling on you. Amazing nature of the Kaaba. Someone pushes you from behind, you don't look at him and get angry, because the more you get pushed, the more it's going to find you. There you need to get tired. The more tired you get, the more comes in you. 60 mercies from 120. Half of it was for the one who's just going round and round. The leg is paining, let's try again. Now we're making Safa Marwa. Tomorrow you're going to do another Umrah. Leg is paining. Let's just do it again. I got two more days left because as that water is falling, I want to take the splashes, how much my body can take. This is a living tajalli. Living tajalli is I went to Niagara Falls. I got wet. As soon as I reached the top, I was already dry. That water doesn't stay. The tajalli of Allah that falls on the Kaaba goes into the person. It moves into the entire body. It changes the eye. It changes the mind. It moves in. You went to the house of Allah. You got water within you. Sometimes that water fills up so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a man comes back from Hajj, I must go to him, you must go to him and say, will you make dua for me? Allah must forgive me. What was the need for me to go ask him as though to say this man's duas are readily accepted? Why? He's filled with the water of Allah. There are three places in the world where something is coming down which enters into the body. Go look for it. Around the Kaaba, the more you exert, the more you get tired, the more you loud, the more it enters. When you come to Medina Munawwara, there's a waterfall on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama ana qasim, I am the distributor, wallahu mu'ti, Allah is the giver." Giving Allah, giving, I am distributing. He gave in his own life and he changed the world. He made the blind, they began seeing. They became so good at seeing, they could make the blind see after that. Allah was giving, He was distributing. But then He said, now I'm going to leave this world. He said, no problem. Whoever will visit me after my demise, فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي, he must know it was the same like he visited me when I'm alive. When Allah's Nabi was alive, you could eat with him on the dastarkhan. Now we can't eat with him. You could see his smile. Now we can't see his smile. So what did he mean? Same. He was speaking about what I was giving in my life. I'm not going to stop giving. Allah gives and I'm distributing. Allah gives and I'm distributing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his ummah. He had so much of love for his ummah. He never wanted them to go under any difficulty. You want to go visit your mother, she's sick. She says, my son, don't come, don't come. The roads are very bad, potholes, accidents, hijacking. Don't worry, mommy is okay. When the mother tells the son, don't come, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I want you to come. But he knew it's expensive. He knew it's tiring. What was the reason? Was he going to put his ummah into difficulty? It was that I have something to give. I need you to come. I have something to give. I need you to come. That father is distributing inheritance. Now he tells his son, my son, you make sure you come. That boy says, but daddy, the ticket is expensive. He says, after you come, you will have so much, you'll buy the plane also. When he said, I want you to come, he was not telling the pious man, you must come. He was telling the sinner that if an operation has to take place in the world, I am the surgeon, you are the patient. Come. One place where that operation takes place with love. When that individual comes in front now, what he has to do? So this is where we all get stuck. He knows I have to make As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Then he makes salam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, then he asks, now what? So then he goes now to the hotel, and the next day he looks at his application and he says, hey, you know, near Medina Munawara there's these caves. Let's go visit the caves tomorrow. He is like the person who came home, he made salam to his father, and when the father later on sat to now start distributing, he said, where's my son? He said, hey, daddy is gone to watch the match. He said, he came so far. He phoned him, he said, but I made salam to you. He said, the salam was the starting. When is the time for me to give now? In Medina Munawwara, you will get wet when there's no movement. In Medina Munawwara, it is sitting. In Medina Munawwara, it is don't raise your voice above the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't have to be loud. There have to be no pushing. You have to go calm. In front of the Rosa, I'll make my salam, then the whole masjid is mine. Allah's Nabi said, in my masjid when you will make salam, there will be no barrier, I will hear you directly and I will respond. Now you will sit in the masjid. Now you don't need to go visit anywhere else. You don't have to fight that the Saudis are not giving me chance for Rawdatun min Riyadil Jannah. They're only giving me one chance in this journey. The whole masjid is the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever I can get, I will just sit. I will sometimes be reading durood. I will sometimes just be quiet. Sometimes I might even doze off and sleep, but my job was to get here. And I will sit. Around the Kaaba, I will become wet in the tajalli of Allah. In front of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will become wet. The nature of the two is completely different, but it will enter me. I will feel that beauty of Allah. I will feel the shan of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house, his qabr is the markaz for the world. Whoever changed the world, whoever changed, it all happened from there. From there it goes out in the world. ESCOM calls, we got our major station. And if that station can get knocked, then everyone's lights go out. Everyone's lights. You can have the best fittings, but there's no light. The shaitani world wants so much that the main stations which Allah created for the world, that station must be attacked. Somehow or the other, stop it. Cover it. Prevent people getting to it. Do whatever you want to. But Allah's shan is, He told the Kaaba unique, and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That shan will be there. Now the world was told, let no one stop you getting there. May Allah tabarakallah bless us all. Have this desire, have your envelope. Every month put in something. When your child, when we were small, the people in the young children in the school, they used to teach us, Allah forgive all of us this word also, they say piggy bank. Any bank you could have, right? Piggy bank. So you must have your Hajj package. That child, when he sees light, immediately his father will show him, this is the money from the time you were born, people are giving. It's called your Hajj money. So immediately, what's this Hajj? Now every month you tell the child, now you know I give you some spending, but from there I want you to put in your Hajj money. That person who thinks of Hajj, thinks of Hajj, thinks of Hajj, the Kaaba will continue thinking of him, thinking of him. Allah's Rasul will continue. Allah Tabarakala make us of that second part of the hadith. I will make such people who will only and only want to be with you. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.